Hello world, my name is Ton Lee and I am your host. Every Friday, I send out a front-end coding challenge that can be solved with just one line of JavaScript code. Each episode will have problems for both aspiring junior and senior developers. And if you're the first to submit the correct solution using my hashtag, your username will be recorded in my scoreboard web app. Moreover, your winning streaks will be awarded and highlighted in my show. The following Friday, I go over the problems, solutions, and explanations. The topics I cover are modern JavaScript, CSS, and HTML to help you master web development, as well as data structures and algorithms to help you practice for technical interviews. If you want to become a coding ninja monk, come sharpen your coding chops. Last week, this one-liner front-end challenge was presented. In the HTML code, there is a span tag with an ID attribute of countdown and a text content of number 10 for level easy. In only one line of JavaScript code, decrement the number in the text content. Your code should work for any default number in the text content. For level medium, in only one line of JavaScript code, decrement the number in the text content every 1 second. Finally, for level hard, in only one line of JavaScript code, decrement the number in the text content every 1 second. However, when the number reaches 0, stop. After this short commercial break, I will go over the winners, solutions, and explanations. Please stay tuned. For level easy, the first person to submit a correct answer was a Twitter user with the handle of Pania Tao. On Wednesday at 12:52 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For level medium, the first person to submit a correct answer was also Pania Tao. On Wednesday at 12:53 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For level hard, the first person to submit a correct answer was a Facebook user with the handle of Ketos. On Wednesday at 12:26 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're listening, you both get a coupon for 90% off of my upcoming front-end course at Udemy. Please check out my Scoreboard web app located at scoreboard.siliconwatt.com for instructions on how to claim your prize. Great job, Pania Tao and Ketos. Keep up your winning streaks. For level easy, the solution is
countdown.textContent equal parse int open parentheses countdown.textContent close parentheses -1.
Let's break this down in the order the JavaScript engine executes. Countdown is the ID of the span element. As such, it becomes a global variable that references the span element. As a DOM element, we can set its text content by calling its text content property. The problem wants us to decrement the number in the span tag, which is currently 10. Obviously, we can simply set the new text content to the number 9.
Countdown.textContent equals 9.
However, this is not the correct solution because it is a static solution. What we need is a dynamic solution. For example, if we go to the HTML code and change the number in the span tag to 12, we would expect to see the number 11. However, our JavaScript code will still output the number 9. How can we refactor our JavaScript code so that it correctly decrements no matter what number we enter inside the span tag? The key insight is to realize that we can get any number that is present inside the span tag by simply calling its text content property. This will return whatever is inside the span tag as a string. Before we can subtract 1 from it, we need to convert that string into a number. We can do this with the global JavaScript function called parseInt.
parseInt open parentheses countdown.textContent close parentheses.
Now, as a number, we can finally subtract 1 from it. In effect, any number that we enter inside the span tag will correctly decrement. For level medium, the solution is
set interval, open parentheses, open and close parentheses, fat arrow, countdown dot text content equal parseInt, open parentheses, countdown dot text content, close parentheses, minus 1, comma, 1000, close parentheses.
Let's also break this down in the order JavaScript executes it. Set interval is a special type of function called a facade because it doesn't exist natively in JavaScript. Rather, set interval is an API that the browser provides to JavaScript. For set interval to work, it requires 2 parameters. The first parameter is a function known as the callback. And the second parameter is the delay in milliseconds. When these 2 inputs are provided, setInterval will execute the callback function repeatedly with a given delay. In our case, we want the callback function to be
open and close parentheses, fat arrow, countdown dot text content equal parseInt, open parentheses, countdown dot text content, close parentheses, minus 1.
Which is the code from level easy, expressed as an arrow function. This way, it can be executed repeatedly. And the delay we want is
1,000 milliseconds,
which is equal to 1 second. We can reuse the code from level easy because when it is executed, it decrements whatever number is currently inside the span tag. By passing this code as a function to set interval, it will be executed at every 1 second. In effect, the number in the span tag will count down every 1 second. Finally, for level hard, the solution is
const interval ID equals set interval open parentheses open and close parentheses fat arrow countdown dot text content equal countdown dot text content triple equal opening quote 0 closing quote question mark clear interval open parenthesis interval ID close parenthesis colon parse int open parenthesis countdown dot text content close parentheses minus 1,000 close parentheses.
Let's also break this down in the order JavaScript executes it. When we call the setInterval function, it returns a special number. This number is the ID associated with this particular setInterval function. Here, we want to save this special ID. And we do this by assigning it to a const variable called intervalID. Why do we want to save this special ID? The problem tells us to stop the countdown when the number reaches 0. Having this special ID, we can easily stop the setInterval function from executing simply by calling the clearInterval function and passing it the interval ID variable.
clearInterval open parenthesis interval ID close parenthesis.
To do all of this in only one line, we can simply refactor the callback function using a ternary operator.
Countdown dot text content equal countdown dot text content triple equal opening quote 0 closing quote question mark clear interval open parenthesis interval ID close parenthesis colon parse int open parenthesis countdown dot text content close parentheses minus 1.
This code says when the number in the spam tag is equal to the string 0, execute the clear interval function. Otherwise, continue to decrement the number. In effect, when the number in the spam tag reaches 0, the countdown will stop. At that point, the text content will be blank because after the clear interval function executes, it returns undefined. Lastly, I just want to mention a caveat to using the set interval API. You should keep in mind that the callback function does not always execute at exactly 1 second as specified. In the next episode, I will try my best to explain why. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something new today. By the way, in the show notes, there are links to the code pen with all the problems and all the solutions, as well as a YouTube recording of this episode and a transcript on Medium. Remember to subscribe to my podcast and YouTube channel to be notified the instant I release the next episode. For this week, your one-liner front-end challenge is this. In the HTML code, there is a span tag with an ID attribute of countup and a text content with the number 0. For level easy, in only one line of JavaScript code, increment the number in the text content. Your code should work for any default number in the text content. For level medium, in only one line of JavaScript code, increment the number in the text content every 1 second. Finally, for level hard, in only one line of JavaScript code, increment the number in the text content every 1 second. However, when the number reaches 10, stop. To submit your answer to this challenge, simply include the hashtag OneLinerPodcast in your Twitter or Facebook posts. Or you can go to my school board web app located at schoolboard.siliconwatt.com. If you're the first person to submit a correct solution, I will give you a coupon for 90% off of my upcoming front-end course at Udemy. Again, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast and YouTube channel to be notified the instant I release the next problem. Lastly, if you can think of a great one-liner front-end challenge to recommend for this show, please call in and leave a voice message. Thanks so much.